It is Thursday, October 16th, 6:30, from 2:44. I call the monthly Parks and Recreation Advisory Board meeting to order. Roll call. Paul Jackman, Chair.
Joan Morgan, Vice Chair.
Lori File.
Gavin Gray.
Anybody stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any public comment?
No public comment.
No public comment. And did anybody review the minutes from August 21st? I have a motion if we...
I make a motion that we approve the meetings from August 21st, 2025.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No opposed? No. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from August. New business. Discussion of possible action regarding content to include on Parks Recreation Advisory Board annual report.
Yes, so just a quick introduction. Thank you guys so much for having me this evening. I'm just stepping in for Assistant Director Sturgis. My name is Shelby Mendelson. I serve as the Recreation Manager for the Parks and Recreation Department. I have prior experience on the Art Advisory Board as the staff liaison for about 2 years. So I am just here to speak on Trisha's behalf this evening. This first item on your agenda is in regards to the annual report. I do have printed out copies that I'm going to go ahead and pass around to the board of the annual report that was completed last year.
Thank you.
Every year, the advisory boards are tasked with putting together some type of annual report. So as I mentioned, this is the one from last fiscal year that was put together. So it's up to the board to discuss items you feel as though would be of benefit to include on this report. And I wanted to make sure you had this as an example to reference from last year.
Really, Shelby, have the initiatives and the goals really changed that much? Of course, CAPRA has already been passed, and we're not there. We've already passed through CAPRA. But has there really been any changes?
Yeah, so if we look over at the 2024 initiatives, that was, again, back from fiscal year 24. Mm-hmm. If we look into the 2025 initiatives, I'm not sure if Assistant Director Sturgis had provided the board previously, but we do have our strategic plan. We have our goals for the year that we do provide City Manager's Office. So that would be maybe a good document that the board looks to request to see if those initiatives were mapped out. I'm not sure if, as the board, you feel as though that these 2025 goals were accomplished and can be pushed forward. But we did, if we go through those goals specifically, we support the development and implementation of the Park and Recreation Master Plan and Park System Planning Initiatives. I know you all have been part of several of those meetings regarding the Master Plan, and you were able to provide advice and direction on those items. Advocate for the acquisition of land to establish future community and neighborhood parks. Stay informed and actively engaged, offering diverse perspective on parks and recreation programs and initiatives. Foster increased collaboration with the Environmental Advisory Board to promote sustainability and park development. I know that was a goal to try to have some of those joint meetings. Raise awareness of the native plantings and parks and their environmental benefits in partnership with the Environmental Advisory Board. I can tell you right now that someone is working on a signage plan to put out into all of the park systems to have a little bit more familiarity with those native species, which is a huge piece of our initiatives that we put forward. Support and enhance community events and programs offered by the Parks and Recreation Department. So just having a presence there and promote and contribute to the Parks and Recreation Department's ongoing accreditation efforts. I will say a few things that we had put on the docket for 2025, items that we started pursuing. We are looking to pursue an American Camp Association accreditation in the next coming fiscal year for our camp programs that we host. That was one of our main goals that we put on there for our strategic plan. Also, in looking at the different pieces for our impact and utilization was another item that we're focusing on in Parks and Recreation. But ultimately, this annual report is what the board feels as though they would like to see come to fruition, initiatives that you would like to have items focused on, that type of thing. And really content is the primary focus of this document. You want to be able to provide the commission what the content of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board you're looking to do in the upcoming year. Page 3 does reference a little bit about the responsibilities of the board. And I can see here on page 4, Assistant Director Sturgis included some of the photos of some of the projects that we had been completed during that year. So really, you know, it might be, if no one has anything that's really jumping out to them, it might be a good item that we bring back for the next meeting to do some research on those types of items of what those initiatives are and what those initiatives were that you all had focused on.
Okay, I just think a couple of things. I don't know if you want to, but it says future community park and the ones that has been approved and it's supposed to. So should we name that park? Because that's really... putting through something that.
Are you under 2024 initiatives?
2025, the goals. I mean, that we are going to be putting in a new park.
And you're referencing Boca Chica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we put that in? The other thing is, another thing that's coming under the Recreation Department is the hiring of a DFI and expanding out that way. Yep. Should that be in the report? Because that's a huge... that's a huge element that I think that's really pushing us forward.
Yep.
You know? In fact, it is such a goal because, and it's such a good one because, as you know, the funding for DeFi has been destroyed anyplace else. But so if it wasn't for what the city of Northport's doing, we wouldn't have it, period. So I really
Absolutely.
Think that we should pat ourselves on the back and really, you know, put that down as something we've achieved.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because I also went to one of the DeFi screenings. I saw a lot of kids there. I felt like they like enjoyed being a part of the DeFi. There were a lot of DeFi volunteers, and it really looked like a nice piece of the community that I think we really accomplished something well on. Because obviously, our goal is to make the community happier, and I saw a happy community there.
Right, and if it wasn't for what the city has done. And the Parks and Recreation Department has done to strengthen DeFi because the funding has been cut, period. So I think we need to pat ourselves on the back and talk about it.
Yeah, definitely.
And also not just the second grade swimming that is talked about, but for the the second grade swimming classes that we talked about, but also for the very, very young, the toddlers.
Swimming lessons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, people always are saying, oh, you're spending so much money. No, we're saving lives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think the Recreation Department needs to pat itself on the back and say, hey, we are doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the only other thing that I would add on is just continuing to work with our partnership with the EAB.
Okay.
joint meeting, we discussed the fact that I would be a more of a liaison reporting back to each board
mm-hmm.
monthly, which...
Definitely, that we have a liaison.
Absolutely. And also to reference, looking at, you know, past meeting agendas, if there were any items on those agendas that you felt as though action was taken, those types of things, those can all be added to the report. And I'm sure Assistant Director Sturgis would be able to help with that as well, looking back at those past agendas to provide some content.
Anybody else have anything else for the annual report? We'll move on to our next. All right, so with new business, we're also going to discuss the possible action regarding the approval of the 2026 annual meeting schedule.
Yes, so you should have a copy in front of you. This was the schedule that I was provided today to have the board review and have any discussion or collaboration.
So basically, you are going to be, we're going to go to every other month, it looks like.
That is, yep,
okay,
that is what
and
I'm seeing on here.
What is the reason for that? I mean, is there a reason for that?
I was not told a reason.
Okay.
I was given this copy. Matt, was there a specific reason notated from the clerk's side?
Let me pull up the schedule. Okay.
Yep.
You know, I would say for the needs of the recreation department, does this suffice, or, you know, I just want to be there so we can back up anything the recreation department needs and not have to wait a month and a half to do that or 2 months to do that. You know, that's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm fine either way.
My only other concern is that I was... Something that I wanted to bring up last month and knowing that this was coming, I believe we have the latest advisory meeting. I was wondering if anybody, you know, what would we have to go through to roll it back maybe a half an hour?
It's okay.
You know,
it would be fine with me.
It'll be fine.
It would, you know... Whether it's 6, 6:30, you know, my EAB is at 5:30. I know other boards meet in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the fact of city employees having to stay around even longer in the day, you know.
So what do you guys want?
Yeah, I mean...
Aren't we nice?
You all are so nice. I will say, I believe that Assistant Director Sturgis did put together the schedule, but as Matt had mentioned, it really is up to the will of the board. We are here to support whatever the board does want. On speaking on Trisha's behalf, I don't think she would have a problem with a move up if that is the question.
This room isn't being utilized.
I would say not. And if you would prefer a monthly, again, it is up to the board. This was put together. So
my question about either keeping it monthly or every other month, can we keep it like this? And then if we have something pending, just do like a special meeting in between?
Absolutely. Special meetings can always be scheduled.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have not really, to be honest, we have not really been meeting the quorum as much as we usually do, so that might be some factor into this new schedule. I wouldn't mind it being every other month, but...
And if you all are looking for that increase in participation, sometimes the commitment level does help. I did look back slightly, and I saw that there were not meetings for a few months, so might help.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. I'm fine.
At this point.
Either way, I'm fine with every month, every other month. I'm fine with 6. I'm fine with 6:30, whatever.
All right, so at this point in time, I'm going to go ahead and put forward a motion to stay the status quo with the scheduled meetings and scheduled time. So,
okay.
Motion to approve the 2026 schedule as the dates and times as written.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor?
So, as the chair, you're not allowed to make the motion.
Oh.
You could say the motion, say I request this motion.
Okay.
And then somebody else.
I'll make the motion that we stick with the meeting every other month, third Thursday of every other month, as proposed. But, no, that's it because in the motion. Okay. We'll just stick with what
second
we
motion.
Proposed.
Yeah. All in favor?
Yes, sir. Oh.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Updates. Review and discuss recent and upcoming Parks and Recreation Department events.
Woo-hoo. All right. Yes, thank you so much. So everyone should have a copy of this as well. I am so excited to talk to you all about some of our... Oh, yes. There you go. Oh, perfect. We are going to start with some of our most recent accomplishments that we had that I wanted to review with the board. And this is from the month of September. So we keep track of accomplishments, and although we cannot highlight every single thing that we do in Parks and Recreation, we like to try to have a few pieces from each division to provide the board just to keep you informed of the items that we have up and coming, as well as those accomplishments that we saw. So in aquatics, they did launch the Mondo Swim program for second grade swimming lessons. If you're not familiar with that program, they received funding to be able to teach a large group of public school second graders how to swim. And as all of you know, it is so important here in Florida that we are safe in, on, and around the water. And I stole that from aquatics manager Pulo, so you can quote me on that one. But it is extremely important, and the impact that they make through those swimming lessons is a huge advantage. The Aquatic Center did achieve a record number of visits and revenue for the month of September at Warmineral Springs Park. For recreation, we hosted the Midday Hangout Drop-In. That is a program that is specifically geared toward those homeschool students. So each year we do community needs assessment to identify what is the City of Northport community actually asking us to provide to them. And there's been a huge uptick in homeschooling. So with that, we want to make sure that they have programming available during the day. And we had 79 participants show up as drop-ins for an archery session, which is just wonderful. And in the recreation division, we actually have archery certified staff. So it is all done in-house. Those staff are trained to be able to perform and execute those proper techniques for archery. Grandparents' Day and Mother and Son Night, two very prominent events that are pretty historic here in Northport for Parks and Recreation, welcomed a total of 151 participants between both of those events. And then they were able to deliver community gathering experiences for over 700 attendees through community yard sale and the Concert in the Park events. Plug, there is a concert in the park tomorrow if anyone does not have plans out on the City Center front green. But in all, there was a lot of those events and programs that were put back into recreation as we entered into the fall. Parks Maintenance, they installed a new tribute bench at Warmineral Springs Park, and they installed the sod on the Narramore soccer fields. Speaking a little bit more about maintenance, there was a commission meeting earlier this week where there was discussion regarding the multi-purpose field out at Dallas White Park. For those of you that do not know, that is considered an underutilized space at this time. So Parks and Recreation put forward for that space to become a multi-purpose use field. We have about 1,900 kiddos, just kids, not including adults, playing soccer in Northport. We do not have enough fields to be able to accommodate those children in the ways that they all need. So we took a field that we had, changed that utilization, and we're able to now move forward with that project for the change-up of Dallas White Park. Administration We held the Parks session of Northport University. It was a wonderful night. I'm not sure if Trish was able to share with you all some of those ways that we had done Northport University, but the team really comes together to put on an exceptional night. I know that you were able to be there with us. So
I was on the first one.
You can vouch, right? But yeah, so it's a wonderful night, and Northport University is actually going to be starting a teen session, which we're very excited about. Our DeFi coordinator, Kevin Mace, who I work closely with, he is working with the communications team a little bit. We're going to work with some of our DeFi kids to be part of that program. So full circle moment.
A ton of kids that already want to sign up for that. You're going to have more than you can use. That's the
I
problem.
Know. And I talk to Jane all the time, who's our the community communications liaison for the program, and she just continues to see people come and come and come, and that's why they now added two sessions a year. So I'm so excited about that. In Parks and Recreation especially, we are sometimes those first jobs for people, specifically lifeguards and camp counselors. So to see the teens so interested in that type of idea is really heartwarming to us, because one day they might be working with Parks and Recreation, which is awesome. The Parks Master Plan update was presented to the City Commission. A huge focus for the Master Plan, I'm sure Trish has reviewed with you all, youth sports, as I mentioned, ensuring that we have enough access to those fields. Some conversation about expanding out east is a big piece that's been on the docket now for a while. So that master plan continues to be presented there. And then myself included, we were able to attend the annual National Recreation and Parks Association conference. This was something that we are not typically able to attend because it is an out-of-state opportunity, but this year it was hosted in Orlando, and we were able to join, I believe it was 7,000 to 8,000 other parks and recreation professionals to be a part of that. And I will say we were very proud to be one of the only CAPRA accredited agencies. Multiple times people coming up asking about the CAPRA accreditation and knowing the importance of that. So that's something we'll strive to continue to do, but we got a lot of great sessions there, and we were able to take part in that. Additionally, quite a few of us attended the Florida Recreation Parks Association conference, and we were able to do some sessions there as well. And we actually presented and taught on some of the ways in which City of Northport just goes above and beyond with parks and recreation.
We had some of our people speaking at the National Recreation one too, didn't we?
Yes.
Trish, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's a first, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and all of these things are fantastic. I mean, we are just, you know, we're being really recognized nationally, not just in the state of Florida. And we are loved in the state of Florida by the other parks, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We had two staff members just today went to go do a career mapping up in West Palm Beach to be able to talk about those gaps that are in career mapping for parks and recreation professionals. So the team does a great job there. And then some upcoming events I wanted to talk about. So we have our annual Pumpkin Plunge. And this year, we are now introducing the Monster Mash and Splash at the Northport Aquatic Center on October 18th, and then which is coming up this weekend. And then next weekend, we have our Trick or Treat at City Hall event that's going to take place on October 24th, which is Friday. We have about five departments participating this year, some really cool booth themes. We have a total of 43 Pumpkin Trail partners, which is the biggest that we've ever seen. So the community loves to come in and get involved in these different events that we have hosting. I'm not sure, did Trish give you guys what our theme is this year? Should I give away that secret?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'll give you a hint. You've got a friend in us. But I'm just going to leave it at that. But those are my upcoming Parks and Recreation Department events for you all.
Thank you. So we're going to move right along and review and discuss Parks and Recreation Department agenda items for recent and upcoming City Commission meeting.
Perfect. Okay, so on the bottom of that page, I have to make sure I stay in line. So on the bottom of that page, we have the commission agenda items highlighted here. So there was an award for the bid for the NPAC Lazy River resurfacing. That was on October 14th. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, that Dallas White Park field and ADA improvements was approved. Vermont Systems, which that is our RecTrack software. That is the software that we use whenever you're checking in at a community center or a pool. We do all of our scheduling there. We now have a contract amendment for hosting services that will allow us to elevate not only user experience, but staff experience as well, quicker, more efficient processes. And that will really assist also with online registration, those types of gaps. The CMAR amendment for Boca Chica Park construction, that moved forward on 11-4. We have the approved application to the Game Time Grant Program for the Pine Park Playground Replacement Project. On December 4th, we will be doing the Trick or Treat People's Choice Award presentation. So we're very excited about that. We give one away to a city department. And then this year, we are also going to include our Pumpkin Trail partners because they really put a lot into these events, coming out to represent their business or nonprofit. And then on December 9th, it's going to be a big day if anybody wants to come out. But that will be the day for the review and adoption of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. I believe that also leaves room for
future agenda items.
Well, one that I was talking about, that we do have another teenager, okay, a high school student, would like to be on our board, and they're saying no because of age, but you know, we also are lacking board members, and when we have somebody who wants to be and his only disqualification is because he's not old enough, then you know, I don't know if that can be considered anyway.
Is he a freshman?
No. Dominic, the Omni's friend, he wants to be.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants to be on this board.
I see no issue with that. I mean, he seems just as interested in Parks and Rec as we are.
What is the age limit?
You can only have one student, and we do, and one alternate student. So that's what they're saying. That's where they draw the line. So, but on the other hand, guess what? Our board is down how many? Two, three people?
I believe.
Yeah.
Three.
From where we were.
Yeah, I mean, we're down like three or so people, and it's kind of like, hey, when you have somebody who wants to be, what? Down three?
Two members, two alternates.
Right. Yeah. Right. And actually with Gail missing, is that her third time too today?
I would have to ask city clerk.
No.
That's not her third?
I don't know.
Because it seems like she's been missing a few.
I'm borderline.
Yeah,
you know, I missed one more and I'm off.
Mm-hmm.
But all of mine have been because of I missed one last year for the Northport University. I was here with a broken back.
I know you were. Well, you know, and I have a problem with that too, okay?
Yes.
When you're part of Northport University, when you're doing something else for the city and you're going to be kicked off a board because you're going to miss meetings because you're doing something else for the city, I'm thinking, guess what? Aren't we all part of the same group? And, you know, we can be nice to each other.
That was what happened.
Something we can't change because we have to be part of the same system? Or is it something that we can say that we can, you know, have our own kind of rules?
I'm sorry, I missed half of the question.
All right, so last year I missed two meetings because of Northport University.
Right.
This year I was part of the Citizens Public Safety Academy. Now, I actually had to miss one of those meetings to make sure that I didn't miss here.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it be, wouldn't, you know, yes, you make a commitment to a board, but you're trying to better yourself by going to doing these other things. Why would...
And doing things for the city. You know.
Yeah, doing something for the city. Why should that count against... You know.
So it's we're kind of limited to what the city code says, and that's created by commission. So it doesn't really give us a lot of leeway for interpretation or different circumstances and stuff like that. So they did have a discussion on this subject, I want to say sometime last year, where they kind of talked about board members attending meetings, and if they can't attend, then So they had a discussion about it not too long ago, but we're limited by what the city code says.
And it is just a January to December.
It's a 12-month period,
right.
So it's not
January. So it's not rolling. It's not rolling, or
it,
is it?
It's let's see if I can find the exact thing. It's a board member will be a board member will be deemed to resign the member's seat. The board member has 3 absences from regular meetings within a 12-month period. That's all it says.
So maybe that's something that could be brought up by any one of us at a commission meeting for them to review that.
Well.
Because I have a big mouth.
We like your mouth, though.
It's a big one. Not everyone does. Anyway, you know, I mean, I think there's 2 things. Number one, you know, it's the city codes, I get it. And you don't want, somewhere you got to draw the line. I get that, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
But on the other hand, when you're doing something to better the city, when you're working for the city, if the city sends me to do something else like the Northport University and that, then I don't think that you should be punished. You know, on the other hand, he had a broken back and came. He fell off a roof and he's coming. You know, come on. You know, that was very commendable.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Every time if I break my back, you're not going to see me here.
Yeah, it calls for some leeway.
Yeah. You get a +1 for broken back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing with another student on it. I will bring it up because we have, you know, here all the boards are lacking members, okay? I don't think there's any board that's totally filled anymore. And this board used to have a lot of members, okay? And all the boards are lacking from people, and that's sad, you know, that don't want to be involved and do things. But when we do have some that really kind of want to, and I think we need to encourage
especially students.
Yeah.
Especially with the fact that this is parks and recreation. At Keys and DeFi is huge with parks and rec. These students, yes, I think that's something that the commission needs to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just...
So I'll bring it up at a board meeting, at a Northport commission meeting.
It's just the logic just tells you if we're lacking members and we have a person knocking on the door with the initiative and interest to commit to the board, I feel like we shouldn't open the door.
Right, and this person's involved with Boys Club, Girls Club, Holly's Hope, and other things in town, you know, so therefore you can see that there is some degree of responsibility. But I understand every board has to be the same. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So with the future agenda items, we discussed back in at the joint meeting with the EAB about having a 5-minute between the two, you know. I give a 5-minute, you know, go over of what the EAB did for our board and vice versa with the other board, and I brought it up at EAB the other day. We have not instituted that into the minutes yet.
So can we put that on the next agenda? That's for sure. Not why can't you get to meet review right now?
I didn't bring my notes, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, we'll put that on for
but
the next meeting.
Basically, the EAB has been going over the fact of tree planting.
Mm-hmm.
And the costs of what it costs somebody to clear, you know, their property plantings like down Salford. North Salford has got trees and everything along the roadway, and that's, we have a member that is a I always forget his title. He's surveying, he has his own business, but surveying and does a lot of that type of work with the city, with the counties, you know. It's just making sure that we're doing the right thing. Yeah, planting the right plants, which again, which is something we went over when we did the
the pines?
The park.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does anybody have anything else for future agenda items? All right. So there's any other public comment? No public comment?
Okay, upcoming events. Another thing that maybe should be on is the Christmas, or is that, you don't want to put that on yet?
I believe she's waiting until the November one to include it.
Okay.
I can answer any questions, though, if you have them about it, or give an update if you'd like.
Okay, we talked about possibly charging for some of the bounce houses and things like that. Has any further discussion been done on that?
So we have looked at those options. If anything were to go into effect with that, it would probably be in the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
But that is a point of contention that we have come across, especially as we evaluate cost recovery, making sure we're staying within budgets and those types of things as well. Yes.
Well, you know, we've gotten the recreation department has been condemned because they don't bring in enough revenue. And basically, when you put into consideration all the stuff that they shell out, I think we've done a very good job. But anyway, that would be one way of doing some more cost recovery.
And I will tell you, cost recovery for the previous fiscal year was just completed, and I believe that the department came in at 47%.
That's amazing.
And the national average is about 25%.
Now, is that including War Mineral Springs? Or
that is including War Mineral Springs, yes, sir.
You know, it's amazing. You drive by North War Mineral Springs, and I'm sorry, it's kind of a dump. I mean, really, I mean, you know, the improvements aren't there yet. And it's packed.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. It absolutely is packed. That place makes money. That place makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because it really, you know, you used to look a lot better before the hurricanes, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Get there again.
Oh, yeah.
Poinsettia, I will mention, I will ask Trish. I usually ask her to go over it with the board. But we are always looking for parade judges to participate, so I'm sure she will bring that to the board if any of you all would like to be one of our parade judges this year. The theme is Once Upon a Northport Holiday, so it is based off of holiday stories. So the Grinch, any holiday story that you are very passionate about, nostalgic, those types of things. So we will have those awards as normal. Right now, we actually already have 29 parade units.
It's December the 6th, right?
Yes, it is. It is the first Saturday in December, so the 6th, yes.
Sounds like they need Simon Cowell. I'm judging.
Judging is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's hard, though, because they're all so good, and you really, I mean, a lot of them, you know, I'm just saying from doing it in the past, a lot of them really don't stick with the theme that much, but they put mm-hmm. so much heart and so much soul and so much into it that you hate to just knock them down, you know? And it's like...
They're inventive and you hate to be the bad guy.
Yeah, because they've done a lot of work and they care and, you know, their little hearts are going to be broken.
And they have so many people who just like one specific flow and you're like, I can't, and then you're just going to...
I would say last year when I did the voting last year, I think it's... 1 to 5, mm-hmm. and it's 5 different categories you vote on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So at 25 points, I don't think anybody that I scored below 21. 20,
it's hard.
Maybe.
It's hard
because they're all creative, they're all inventive. You can see they put work into it, and it's like, why not reward them?
And we added a fifth award category last year because we wanted to make sure that our nonprofits had a chance to be able to be a part of that also. So we added that award last year. So you are correct. We're up to 5 now. So maybe we'll just keep adding awards.
it was a lot of fun, though.
Awesome.
Uncomfortable with that brace on. But
Yeah, you were.
I was going to say, I do remember the brace. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to kick him out because he missed the meeting because doing something, but he's got extra points for doing that.
All right. Does anybody else have anything for the meeting? All right. Well, it is 7:10, and I call adjournment to our meeting.